Welcome to Mac Convo, the show about Bobby J, a little guy that bought a Macintosh computer and might just never be going back to the Windows OS again. Without any further ado, here's Bobby J.
Welcome to Mac Convo. I am your host, Bruce. We have a great show for you today. We are going to talk about VMC and speech through the macOS. Are you ready for some fun? Bobby J is off with the flu today.
Wait. Hold on, Bruce. That was just a joke. That was Bruce. Bruce is one of the built-in computer voices inside the Mac OS. And I just thought it would be funny to have Bruce introduce the show. To sort of introduce something funny that I did with the Mac computer and with my wife. It was kind of funny. It was a little incident. By the way, my name is Bobby J. Welcome everybody to Mac Convert. This is show number 3. And it's late Saturday evening. I'm not even sure what the date is. I'm kind of out of it, but I wanted to share a little bit about what I did with the Mac computer using Bruce as one of my cohorts in crime, I'll say, because it was kind of funny. It was almost criminal. It was so funny what I did with my wife. Let me first set this up by introducing a couple new technologies to you if you're not aware. There's one technology called VNC, or I think it's Virtual Network Computing. It's something like that. If that's not what it stands for, it's really not important. But what VNC allows you to do, if you're familiar with like remote desktop or PC anywhere that allows you to remote control your computer, well, VNC is a version of that basically is free. It's a freeware or open source version. So I was able to find. I've been using this for years on the Windows OS, and also I've dabbled a little bit here and there with SUSE Linux. I've dabbled a little bit with different iterations, DSL or darn small. It's actually damn, but I don't like to cuss. Damn small Linux, a couple different iterations, and I've worked with VNC before. So I figured it was just natural that something, you know, the Mac OS based on the Unix platform, that I'm sure there had to be something out there. So I went and I did a search, and I was able to find a couple different products that work for what I wanted to do. And the first one is a VNC server. Now let me just preface this a little bit by explaining that VNC, you need a server application and then you need a client application. Now, if you don't know the idea behind a server and client, basically a server is the application that you put on the PC that you want to connect into. It serves or just lets it turns on a program that allows you to share the desktop. Okay, so that's on the PC that you want to connect into. So I found one for the Mac OS because I wanted to connect into my Mac OS. It's one called OS X VNC, and it's a great little software program. If you don't know, you can find it at SourceForge. SourceForge is this website that you can find programs basically for free, open source programs, and they've got great applications. I would suggest going there and checking it out. But SourceForge.net/projects/OSXVNC, and you'll find OSXVNC. Now, this is just a server application. It's quite a good application, though. It allows you to set up passwords. It also allows you to specify or send out invitations, I believe, specify IP addresses, that sort of thing. So I got this installed and up and running on my Macintosh computer. So this is great. It actually allows me to, any computer in my house has a VNC viewer or the client software, whether it's a Windows machine, whether it's a Mac machine, or whether it's a PC, I can connect in to the VNC server, OSX VNC, that's running on the Macintosh computer. So that's something that I was happy about, and it worked. It worked flawlessly. I didn't have to turn on or off anything, in the Mac OS in order to get it to work. Now, There's two different ways you can do this. You can do it internally or externally. If you just want to do it on your own home network, then you could just type the IP address of the computer that you want to go into. If you want to do it externally, then you have to specify a software port. Now, I know I'm probably getting a little bit beyond it for some of you, but the software port is just kind of a channel that you talk to a software on. Okay, that we'll leave it at that. And so what I did was I was able to take that. You can port forward, and anyway, we can get into that on a later episode. If you guys have questions on getting VNC to work, so you can do it from work or from the library or something, it's great. You can use VNC for that. But anyway, I was doing it on my local network, and so what I did, it was great. I left the Mac PC downstairs in the living room. Well, my wife, she was reading a book or on our other PC laptop or something like that, and I left it sitting on the edge of the couch, okay? So I go upstairs to my Windows machine, and I VNC using the client software that I have installed on my Windows PC. I hopped over, okay? And I hopped on, and I'm controlling the Mac machine. You could do everything that you can do if you're sitting in front of it from a Windows machine. So this was great. It's free. So I'm doing this. And what I decided to do was use the help of Bruce, the guy that introduced the show. Mac OS has this, the text, basically text-to-speech that you could do. So, remember this guy? Wait, let me get it here. This guy right here. Oh, shoot, I have to highlight it.
Welcome to Mac Convert.
Yes.
I am your host, Bruce.
Bruce. Okay, that guy that basically you could type anything up in the Mac OS, and you can assign a like a key combo that'll allow you. Mine is Option Command S, and what that does is it makes speech. Okay, you can assign it to any key combination that you want, but I assigned it to Option Command S. And so what I did was I basically had the computer saying things like, "Hey Emily, I'm Bob's computer. Do you want to make out?" and stuff like that. And she started laughing from downstairs. That's my wife's name, and Emily. But she started laughing, and then I said, "You want to make out?" And then I remotely ejected the CD. And so it made it kind of stick out like a tongue. So I don't know. It's kind of stupid now that I'm talking about it, but it was funny when I did it. But I did that through VNC. You can get a viewer software. Just go to Google, type VNC viewer space Mac OS X. You can find a great VNC viewer it's on version 2.01 right now. It's found at homepage.mac.com /. KEDOIN /VNC/VNC viewer. But you could just Google VNC viewer Mac OS X, the first hit, or you can download it from Version Tracker, which, if you're not familiar, Version Tracker is this software. It's a website, excuse me. It's a website where you can go on there and you can type in your operating system, Mac OS X, and then you could just search through all the software that they have. It's a lot of freeware, shareware, and things that you can use on your computer. So those are just a couple of things I wanted to talk about. I thought it was funny. If you have any questions on getting the VNC working internally or externally, say you want to be out at the the library and you want a VNC into your home computer, you could set up even web servers that'll do it through any browser. It's like a little Java web server on your home PC. We'll talk about that in the future if you guys have questions on that, but I just thought that would be something funny to talk about today on show number 3. So also, I wanted to reiterate some things. We're now at macconvert.us, and my email address is found at will, W-I-L-L, at macconvert.us. will@macconvert.us. Will Mac convert us? Will Mac convert us? Will Mac convert us? I still get a kick out of that. So anyway, hopefully you guys are enjoying the show. I haven't had any emails, so please send me an email. I mean, hopefully I'm not just doing this for my own enjoyment. I mean, even if I am, that's fine. That's fine, because I'm enjoying it, you know, setting up the computer and talking and stuff. But, you know, I'd greatly appreciate it if you guys would drop me a line and, you know, let me know how I'm doing, if I'm sucking rocks or if I'm doing okay. So anyway, I just thought I would share on show 3, doing the little VNC, the speech thing, version tracker. We kind of threw a lot of stuff out there. On the next show, we may talk a little bit about, podcasting in general. I don't know. Or we might talk about, this website I went to, maczot.com, and they're offering a program called iClip. So we may talk a little bit. Well, I don't know. It's probably not topic worthy by itself, but they're offering a free program called iClip that allows you to have like a multi tiered or a, you know, multi clipboard where you could store like 5-6 pieces of information, and you can have assign hotkeys to it, so you can paste like out of your 1, 2, 3, or 4 clipboard space. So if you're doing something like multiple submissions to podcast sites or whatever, it's a great application to have handy and running. You can like copy, you know, let's say your RSS feed URL, you could have that in one clipboard, and then you could have, say, in another clipboard, your show's description, and basically you could just use these hotkeys to paste in, you know, the pieces of information instead of having to type everything out by hand. But that's called iClip. They're offering free version 3.7 at maczot.com, maczot.com. So hopefully, you know, you guys will check that out, and it'll be something that you like. Well, thanks a lot. I think that's all I've got for you for today. If you guys have any questions, comments, email them to will@macconvert.us, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. So thanks a lot, guys.
Check out Bobby J on iTunes.com.